I love watching movies. You ever rent a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? You're like, hey, I just saw Heat. Heat, I saw that 6 years ago. You ever talk about a movie with someone that read the book? They're always so condescending. Ah, the book was much better than the movie. Oh, really? What I enjoyed about the movie? No reading.
Jim Gaffigan, I was thinking about you the other day. True story. I'm laying on the couch. My five-year-old comes up to me and says, Daddy, your belly is fat like Peppa Pig's dad. And I thought, Jim Gaffigan's book, Dad is Fat.
That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Peppa Pig's dad is a quality father. Right? He's a good dad. He's there. He's always there to help with the swimming trousers.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good comparison. That's a compliment.
Yes. Do you feel like I feel this because Jerry's kids are grown. I have three kids between the ages of 12 and 5. And I almost feel like the dads who have kids, we have our own lingo because we know the Peppa Pig. We know the Henry Danger. We know all the shows on. And guys like Jerry are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, it changes every couple of years, right?
Yeah, because when we were doing Fern Gully, you were getting laid at a Super Bowl.
Yes.
We had our language. It was just a different day.
Fern Gully.
Yeah, you know, it's and by the way, Peppa Pig is so much better than some of the horrible stuff. But that's why I called in. I wanted to talk about Peppa Pig.
Yeah. in town at the Palace Theater on November the 2nd. And Jim, you will
be the third.
And the third, you will be happy to know on the second, Elton is across town at the Schottenstein Center, and you're at the Palace. That is a lot of doughy white guy for one night.
Yeah,
in this
that
town.
Is. I've never felt so masculine in my life. it's really kind of because I've been, you know, he is. People think that he looks like me, or I look like him.
Yes, there is.
He is a legend, but I think you should come to my show instead.
I am. Yeah. You know what? I am. I actually had tickets to Elton. I sold them so I could see you, and I'm not. I kid you not.
That's right.
Have you ever?
By the way,
yeah.
I taped my last special Cinco in Columbus.
Yep.
And so now you guys have to come.
Absolutely.
I went out of my way to take
Yeah, you're a huge draw here.
You
I know
are.
That.
Speaking of like Elton, have you ever been in a situation where you met a huge celebrity and Jim Gaffigan was actually nervous about it?
Yeah, I'm sure there has been. It's usually, there's definitely times where it's kind of deceptively, I get deceptively nervous. I'm trying to think of like
Peppa Pig's dad. Peppa Pig's dad.
Peppa Pig's dad. That was a big concern. But wouldn't it be great if I had an answer? I would say that who was I nervous around? I was nervous around Letterman. I was nervous even after I had known him years.
Yeah,
because he was. You know, our relationship was such where he kind of, you know, like when you know someone long enough and they can kind of be in a bad mood around you. I was like, oh, he's in a bad mood. Like, I knew him so well that I knew that he was in a bad mood. So that made me nervous. But, like, otherwise, I don't know. I'm not that impressed. I'm not that, like, blown away by, like, actors or anything like that. I guess I'm impressed by really good comedians. You know, like I think Brian Regan's great, you know.
Right.
But otherwise, I don't know. They're, you know, like most politicians are idiots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, along those lines, let me ask you this, and I don't want to bring the interview down here by any means, but when I think of New York City, I think of Alec Baldwin, Larry David. I think of De Niro. And I know you. You're a big New York guy all those years. We just celebrated the 9/11 anniversary.
Yeah.
Do you were you home or were you on the road back in 2001?
I was home. I was at my girlfriend's place, who's now my wife, and woke up the next morning and went to the roof and watched the towers go down. It's just, it is amazing that it's 17 years. It's just, it's weird because it's like, there's also, I feel as though, you know, we're still kind of, you know, every couple of years we process it in a different way, you know, as a country. You know, it's like I did this movie that came out in 2005 and people were like, it's too early to talk about it. And then like, and now it's at a point where I think, you know, like we're talking about it respectfully, but I think people are kind of almost taking advantage of it in a kind of creepy way. It's weird because like if you live in New York City, you're gonna be like right now I'm like on the same block I live is a fire station where they lost half the guys. So like the entire block was shut down yesterday. So it's really kind of vivid, the experience in New York.
Sure.
Jim Gaffigan's with us, and get tickets to a show. Two nights, one show
it's
sold.
Funnier than this.
Yes.
Sorry, okay. I had to ask.
Palace Theater, November 2nd and the 3rd.
Grandparent died.
That was Jerry's next question, actually.
Hey, so you mentioned so
that this lost a pet you loved.
That would be a good character, the depressing interviewer.
Yes.
So this whole Holocaust thing, Jerry.
Have you ever had your heart broken by someone you truly love?
On the next Maury.
Jim, were you ever confident that your parents actually loved you?
So you mentioned your girlfriend, now wife. Everybody knows about all your kids. Now, a couple times we were talking, and you probably moved, but I'm curious. At one point, weren't you living all five of your kids in a one-bedroom?
It was a two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom.
Ah. It was a two-bedroom with five kids, and we eventually moved. Now we're in a one-bedroom. Now we're in, I don't know what this is. This is, you know, like we essentially converted like a floor that is not huge. I mean, my kids share a room and everything, like, and so like I can do these calls right now because they're at school, but otherwise there would just be screaming in the background.
Well, yeah. You took them to Paris, didn't you? Europe, you were over in Europe with the whole gang.
I did, you know, it's, you know, that's kind of my approach is I travel with my kids when I can, you know, and around school breaks and stuff like that. And, but, you know, like, you know, often I don't get to travel with them. And in between those moments of guilt, it's just the absolute joy. You know what I mean? It's a joy to not travel with them.
When you were in Paris,
I love traveling.
When you were in Paris, did you go to where all those stabbings were?
God, Jerry.
Go to the Bataclan.
Yes.
Take a train over to Auschwitz.
Oh, the Palace Theater, November 2nd and 3rd to see Jim. Want to remind people, too, Hotel Transylvania 3 is going to be out on DVD, Blu-ray on the 25th as well.
Your kids
you,
love that.
Jim was the bad guy. My kid knows the entire words, all three of them, and he acts them out in front of the
TV. Well, he did before he got sick.
We have nothing.
Wait a minute, who's our guest again?
We find this so dark and funny, but there's someone highly offended listening right now.
Oh, there's lots highly offended.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jim Gaffigan, you're the best. We'll see you November 2nd and 3rd at the Palace. Get your tickets now.
Hey, let's do another phone call before November 2nd.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Jim.
See you, bye.
Take care.